This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in the Belarus capital, Minsk, on Sunday for another demonstration after longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko extended his rule following a disputed election last month. Protests have been ongoing since the August 9th vote that opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, allege was rigged. On Saturday, thousands demonstrated to demand the release of opposition leader Maria Kolesnikova, who was jailed this week after she resisted being expelled from the country. Video broadcast by the Polish-funded Belsat channel showed riot police violently detaining at least 40 women. They were thrown into vans as clashes erupted in the city's central Freedom Square. Thousands of people have been detained over 5 weeks of protests triggered by the contested election. At least three people have been killed and hundreds injured. 7 weeks ahead of the U.S. national elections, President Donald Trump is contending he's done, in his words, an incredible job dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. Even as about 35,000 new infections and 1,000 deaths a day are being recorded in the United States, Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter on Sunday, deaths and hospitalizations way down. Last week, journalist Bob Woodward released audio tapes of the president privately acknowledging he was aware of the seriousness of the virus, even as he downplayed it in public. Mr. Trump's Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, said last week in a speech in Michigan that the president's moves were, in his words, a life and death betrayal of the American people. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News. Today, September 13th, there are almost 29 million COVID-19 infections worldwide. The United States remains the country with the most infections, with just over 6.5 million cases. India has the second highest number of cases at 4.7 million. Infections in India's Maharashtra state topped 1 million on Saturday. An article in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that universal face mask wearing might help reduce the severity of the disease. If that premise is correct, the article suggested, face mask wearing could generate immunity and slow the spread of the virus. Russians in 41 regions today began in-person voting in local elections. They're viewed as a crucial test for the increasingly unpopular ruling party, United Russia. International election monitors were not invited to observe the vote. The elections come less than a month after the August 20th poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny, an anti-corruption lawyer, is currently hospitalized in Berlin. German doctors say he apparently ingested the Soviet-developed nerve agent Novichok. His supporters say the Kremlin must have poisoned him. 90 UN peacekeepers in South Lebanon have tested positive for the novel coronavirus. That's according to a UN spokesman. The confirmed cases were transferred to a special UN facility equipped to deal with COVID-19 cases. According to a spokesman, the spokesman added that 88 of those infected belonged to the same contingent, but he did not specify the nationalities of the infected peacekeepers. Some 45 countries contribute peacekeepers to UNIFIL, which was set up in 1978 to patrol the border between Lebanon and Israel, which are technically at war. The spokesman said the operations of the group are not affected by the new virus cases. Lebanon has seen a spike in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases since an August 4th explosion ripped through the Beirut port, killing more than 190 people and devastating large sections of the capital. Protesters in Libya's second city, Benghazi, set fire to the headquarters of the parallel Eastern Administration controlled by strongman Khalifa Haftar, according to a security source on Sunday. Protests also erupted in the eastern town of Al-Marj, with police opening fire after demonstrators forced their way into the police station. Recent protests in Libya have been mainly in the western region, in the capital Tripoli, the seat of the UN-recognized Government of National Accord, our rival power base to Haftar. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.